Curdle.
What do you call the cheese that you might make out of that?
Cottage cheese.
And you make that out of what? Out of the
curdled milk.
What? And you just call that curdled milk?
Mm-hmm.
You don't go. You ever hear it called clabber? That's what I was thinking of.
Clabber.
And some people call that clabber cheese. But you know, you call it cottage cheese. In Pennsylvania, they call it smear case.
They call it smear case too. From German descent, you call it smear case.
Is that right? You German descent?
Yeah.
Are there quite a few German
descent? Yes, out east here, there's more than that right here.
Do you ever have a sweet liquid that you poured on pudding? You put it on pudding and it's sweet stuff made out of sugar.
Syrup, you mean?
It's not like syrup. It's like syrup, but it isn't exactly like it. It's not from tapping a tree or anything. And wife used to make it up in the house. What would you call that? Do you ever have dip or dope or anything like that?
No, I don't recall that.
What would you call food that you take between regular meals?
Feast meal or something.
How many, suppose somebody wanted to know how many meals you took in one day, they might say, how often have you what today?
Eaten.
Suppose you don't have any coffee, you say, I'm going out to the kitchen and what?
Make some coffee.
You ever have a kind of pie that came in a deep dish, it was sort of deep and didn't have any crust on the top of it?
It's open pie.
Open pie. If it was made of apples, what would you call it?
Dutch apple.
Any other names for it?
No, I don't call it right now.
Suppose you were thirsty, you might tell somebody to go out in the kitchen and get me a...
drink water.
Or what, anything else? Water.
Tumbler water.
And after you did it, after it's all gone, you say, well, I just get me another one because I've already what?
Thank you.
And suppose you want to say, then you'd say, if it's all gone, you'd say, well, what did you, somebody ask you, well, what did you do to it? What happened? You'd say, I what?
Closed it.
Well, what's the word? You eat food, and what you say? I ate the food, but I did what to the water?
Drank the water.
Yeah. Suppose somebody's around a table, a group of guests, and you want to get them down on the chairs. Just how do you go about that? What would you say to them?
Pull up the chair or something like that.
Would you say... what, would you say that to a stranger or a guest you have in the same way?
No, I don't know.
What would you say to trying to be, maybe you're trying to be a little more polite or something, would you have any?
To be seated or something like that.
After I did that, you said be seated, and after I did that, I say, I what? On the chair.
Sat on the chair.
Suppose you're passing the potatoes around, and you might say, here, I haven't got time to serve you, just...
help yourself.
Yeah. Ever hear anybody say, take out? Here, take out?
No.
Suppose you didn't, you'd had enough to eat, and you wanted to refuse, you wanted to decline the food, you'd say, no, I don't
care for any.
Suppose you have food that's already been cooked, but you use it again the next day. What do you call that?
Leftovers.
Or any other words, if it's